Now, the head of global aviation body IATA says he's confident the industry will return to profitability in 2023. Aviation leaders are meeting in Qatar to discuss hiring and regrowth as airlines recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. It plunged the sector into the worst financial crisis in its history. Qatar Airways CEO Akbar Al-Bakr says he's cautiously optimistic.
Nobody can predict our industry for certain. IATA, of course, is the leading institution in our industry. They have a model to predict. But, you know, it's only a prediction. You don't know what will happen. I am still optimistic that things will continue for the foreseeable future. I also don't think the oil price will stay at this level forever.
Now, the pandemic has wreaked havoc on the global aviation industry. Losses are estimated at more than $200 billion over 2 years. And during that time, the Air Transport Action Group reports that more than 2 million jobs were cut. Now, there's a scramble to hire tens of thousands of employees, but security screenings are causing delays. The staff shortages have led to flight cancellations, especially in Europe, despite the high numbers of people wanting to travel. And the war in Ukraine has also doubled fuel prices, leading to a roughly 30% hike in flight prices. Well, we're joined now by Osama bin Javid, who's at the summit for us. There's a lot to discuss and a lot on the agenda.
Absolutely, Sohail. So what we're hearing from industry experts is a very optimistic outlook to the recovery of the aviation sector. As you mentioned, that it has been one of the worst affected areas after the pandemic, but it is on the mend. And to discuss that, we have with us the Regional Vice President for IATA, Mr. Kamil Al-Awadhi. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So a myriad of challenges, yet a very optimistic outlook. How do you square that, and what gives you so much confidence?
Just looking at how well the industry performed this year, the start of this year, even with a hiccup like the Omicron at the end of last year, the resilience of the airline, how nimble they adjust, each airline adjusts its capacity and what it needs. You can see the numbers just grow month over month. Looking at their plans down the road, I think we're very optimistic that they will achieve the numbers that you heard this morning. Even with like the rising prices of oil and stuff like that, we're still looking very optimistic.
So let's take a look at the challenges that face the aviation industry. You're not completely out of the pandemic. There are still restrictions. There is very low vaccination in Africa. You're looking at higher fuel prices. You're looking at slowing down of economies. And this is the peak sector for the aviation industry. After the summer, it's going to slow down. Again, these numbers, 83% recovery, airlines going into break even or even profit in 2023, feels like easier said than done.
Oh, it's absolutely easier said. I mean, let's not simplify this. It's very difficult. You're absolutely right. There are still countries that are restricted. Africa has very low percentage of vaccines. Ukraine, Russia's issue is hampering a lot. And, of course, the price of oil. But we're still not there yet. So we're talking about 83% of 2019, which was the highest year ever. So 83% of 2019 is still a high number. But we didn't say 100% because of these issues. Yes, airlines are smart enough to not put all its capacity back into the market. So there's still 17% of that capacity not being used. And, of course, that reduces a lot of the operational cost or the fixed cost in some cases. So they are managing their resources more carefully and achieving the profit. But don't forget, they're achieving a profit. That does not mean they're profitable. They're achieving a profit, but they have 2 years of losses to recap.
But there are other factors here as well. In addition to airlines' capacity, you're talking about baggage handlers. You're talking about airport staff, rising costs. How is the aviation industry going to cope? Because it has seen some of the largest shrinking in the last couple of years because of the pandemic.
Well, the shrinking is always taken into consideration. So if you don't need it, you lower that capacity, and that's the shrinking that you're talking about.
And did airlines get it wrong?
I think most of the airlines, specifically in this region, calculated their manpower requirements and their resources very carefully and accurately, from what I can see. And I think the demonstration of how they restarted again, and they restarted with a bang at a faster rate than anybody expected, and yet without the problems that we're facing in Europe and the US. So if you want to think about how they manage their resources, I would say the GCC carriers managed it beautifully.
I think what every viewer wants to know is are the fare prices going to go down? Are they going to see better fares? Is the aviation industry capable of providing the best services for the lowest of costs?
Yeah, and that's a valid question. With oil prices this high, with some of the airports just increasing their charges ridiculously overnight, some of the handling agents, so on, if it's a monopoly, it's difficult to lower the price. It's difficult. And don't forget, the airlines have taken loans onto their books now, and there's a cost to that loan that has to be added to its operational costs. So with the prices, I would say the fuel being the highest contributor to the hike in prices, if the fuel remains this high, then there won't be any lowering of the prices. But airlines are nimble. As soon as the fuel starts dropping, you will see them. You see the airfares drop with it almost immediately.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. There you have it from Doha, the view from Kamil Alawadi, the regional vice president for the Middle East, North Africa region, and a positive outlook, bearing in mind there is a number of difficulties that continue to haunt not just the airlines, but airports and the overall aviation industry. And it might be a while before that ticket to your favorite destination gets any cheaper.
Thanks very much. Sam Bin Javed there for us in Doha.